Welcome to another edition of Inside the Film Room. I'm Bob Popper with two-time Super Bowl champion David Deal. The focus under the microscope for this edition is Will Tye. Now, this is a guy that started the year on the Giants practice squad. He played his college football at Stony Brook after starting his career at Florida State. But he really made great strides to lead all rookie tight ends in the NFL in receiving yards and catches.
You can only give him credit for the way that he came into this season late in the year after being cut and the way that he played throughout the stretch. The one thing you wondered about are his hands. He had some drops early in the season, but picked up as the year progressed. And here we are. We're going to see him one-on-one against a linebacker. Perry Riley Jr. is in coverage, sees it, but he's trying to watch and keep his eyes on Eli Manning. He's able to split him and the safety coming down and come up with a big play. But one of the things that Will Tye needs to do is, number one, he has got to work on his speed and his blocking ability. Because if you're going to be a tight end, number one, you have to be a threat with the run after catch. Number two, you've got to be able to make some blocks to set the edge at the point of attack so balls can get outside. And the other thing that he needs to do this upcoming season, if he wants to make this roster, he has got to get in on special teams and make plays. Because when you're that second, third tight end, as a roster spot, you've got to play special teams.
And blocking, obviously, is a key component to the running game and key, from tight ends.
Without a doubt. And that was one of the issues that the Giants had this season was the defensive ends being able to get their hands inside, turn the shoulders of a tight end, and force the ball back inside to where you not want it to go.
All right. That's a look at Will Tye. For David Deal, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Inside the Film Room.